Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Triangulation is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Triangulation, episode 351, recorded Monday, June 11th, 2018, for airing on June 15th. Smug Mug and Flickr. Triangulation is brought to you by FreshBooks, the ridiculously easy-to-use cloud accounting software helping small business owners thrive. Try it free for 30 days at freshbooks.com/triangulation. It's time for Triangulation, the show where we get together with some of the most interesting people in technology and find out all about them, their thoughts, their dreams, their hopes, their prayers. I alternate, as you probably have gathered, the show with Megan Maroney, Jason Howell, Father Robert Ballasier, but I could not pass up this one because I've been a customer of the McCaskills It's been a while. Go ahead. You know?
I can probably look it up for you real quick.
No, that's all right. I don't know. I'm not sure I want to know. Don McCaskill is our guest. He is the CEO of Smug Mug, the best website you've never heard of. Unless you're a professional photographer, then you might have heard of it. Smug Mug has been a home for pros and avid enthusiasts forever. I use Smug Mug because my pictures look great there. They allow me to store high-quality JPEGs, but also RAW files, which I keep there. And even better, they've got a nice e-commerce feature. You set your price, which allows a lot of pros not only to have, you know, galleries online and share their photos with other people, but it also allows them to sell their photos, not just images. And by the way, you can make them giant, but mouse pads and mugs and and everything else. Don, I'm so thrilled to meet you. Thank you for joining us. I'm a happy I've been recommending Smug Mug as long as I can remember.
Thanks so much for having me. You created your account on August 18th, 2005. So
that sounds about right.
It has been a long time.
Yeah, sounds about right. And how long has Smug Mug been around?
We launched in November of 2002. So okay. Long time, coming up on 16 years.
And you do it with, is Chris your dad or your brother?
He is, yeah. So we founded the company together. He was my first hire, and he's off working on something else now, but we had a long, awesome run together. And
that's neat. Tell me how this happened. Were you a photographer first?
You know, I am not the big photographer in our family. I love photography, and I used to spend a lot of time in the darkroom in high school and stuff. I was kind of more into the post-production of photography personally. But my wife is a serious photographer. My dad is a serious photographer. And actually, going back a couple of generations, his dad and his dad's dad were serious photographers. So it kind of runs in the family.
That's pretty cool. What was your background when you started Smug Mug?
I'm a serial tech entrepreneur. Nice. I was the founder or very first wave of employees at a number of tech companies over the years before we stumbled into Smug Mug.
Yeah, that's neat. And did you in the early days, did you code it up? Were you the guy putting it together?
I was, yep. Nice. I have a three-part title, co-founder, CEO, and chief geek. The chief geek part is my favorite part of the of the three. But yeah, in the early days, I wrote almost all of the software, and I still write software almost every day.
Nice. And this was literally, I mean, this was in your home at first, right? You and Tony were operating
sure
out
was.
Of the house.
Yeah.
Nice. It took off, I think, because pros recognized the quality of what you were doing. You did not chase the same things that Flickr did or Shutterfly and Ophoto, all of which were around the same time. Did you from the very beginning want to be a place for pros?
You know, we weren't really targeting pros specifically. We are targeting just kind of people that were really enthusiastic and passionate about photography and and telling their stories. And that was really sort of central to our mission and has been ever since. But back then, you know, the photo sharing wars had kind of been fought and won. This is, 2002. And so the only three sites left standing were, as you said, Ofoto, Shutterfly, Snapfish. And their focus was on selling you prints and GIFs, not keeping your photos safe and not showing them big and beautiful. And we thought, I personally thought, and so did Chris, that there were photographers out there in the world that really wanted and would pay for a service that kept their photos safe and showed them big and beautiful and high quality, high resolution, all that sort of stuff.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, that and what's interesting is you really made a niche for yourself. The other thing that you did that was very different from the others is you charged people.
Yeah. that was kind of an interesting decision. Everybody we talked to, with I think one exception, thought we were pretty crazy. Nobody was paying for consumer subscription internet at the time. This is, you know, so early that I can't even think of another service. The only other one that really comes to mind is Netflix, but they weren't an online service yet. They were mailing you DVDs. And so this idea that we would charge you for something that's relatively ephemeral, like it's, you know, you can consume it through your web browser and that's it. You're not getting any physical goods, was pretty crazy. But we also thought the idea itself was either brilliant or stupid. And we thought a really great way to find out if this is something we should invest in is to get our customers engaged right up front and ask them to get their credit cards out of their wallets. And they did.
I think now, I mean, at the time, in 2002, that might have been seen as crazy when everything was free. But I think in hindsight, I certainly, when I look back, I look for sites that charge money. I don't, because we've realized that the free sites end up, they either can't survive or they have to compromise themselves, spy on us, for instance, start putting, there's no advertising on SmugMug. It really is customizable. It looks like, you know, your place. The images are huge and beautiful. You do offer e-commerce. People can buy, as I mentioned, you could buy prints and mugs and stuff, but that's more to support the photographer selling their stuff than it is for you as a business.
That's right. Yep.
So how much is it to do nowadays for Smug? Full disclaimer, I've never paid for SmugMug, or maybe I did the first year. At some point, you guys comped me with a pro account. And I'm very grateful, and I would gladly pay it, but you've never asked me for money, so I shouldn't say anything now, but thank you. How much?
You know,
I think it's $140 is the level I'm at. That's the pro level?
Yeah, so we have four different levels, and it starts at $4 a year, $4 a month, and goes all the way up to $30 a month, depending on the features you want. And those higher price tiers are, as you said, for professionals, but a lot of our customers, so essentially a third of our customers are what we call memory makers. Those tend to be families and travelers. A third of our customers are enthusiasts. They're into the art and the craft of photography and connecting with other photographers and showing off their work. And then another third are pro photographers who make some or all of their living through SmugMug. It's important to note that, you know, even at $4 a month, you get unlimited storage for all your photos. SmugMug has offered unlimited storage for all of its paying customers for more than 15 years.
It really feels like the photographer's best kept secret. Because it's funny, even here we are in 2018, 16 years later, and there's still free competition. Flickr is free, a terabyte free. They have a paid tier. We'll talk about Flickr a little more in a bit, but I think your main competition at this point is probably Google Photos, maybe Apple.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how you slice and dice the market. Obviously, there are a lot of photo sharing companies out there these days. There's everything from Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat on one side to, Apple and Google Photos. Amazon's even in the game. There are a number of big players. We think what we offer to photographers is still pretty unique.
I love it. I do, and I'm very grateful to be able to have stored my photos over the last dozen years on SmugMug. So the SmugMug news got very interesting a few months ago. You announced you were buying Flickr. How did that come about?
You know, I have been a giant fan of Flickr and a fan, quite frankly, of the founding team for a long, long time. Yeah. They launched a little over a year after we launched, so early 2004. And I got to know Stuart and Katarina and Cal and some of those folks early on because they were, like we felt like we were, they were upending the paradigm of photo sharing online. And their emphasis was a little different than ours. It was really community focused, but there was a lot of overlap too. They were trying to make photos a lot bigger than sort of the postage size thumbnails that you could get at Snapfish or Shutterfly or whatever. And they were really photographer friendly. And those were things that we respected and saw sort of kindred spirits in. And so, you know, over the last few years, as we've watched Flickr continue to be a major force in the industry, occasionally I would be in a conversation with somebody at Yahoo, and I just mentioned that I loved Flickr and hoped it was still doing well, and if there was ever an opportunity to collaborate or something, that we should talk. And it turned out that eventually there was an opportunity to collaborate, and we were thrilled to make that connection and make this happen.
Of course, Stuart Butterfield ended up selling Flickr to Yahoo. He went on to create Slack, so he's doing fine. Yahoo did not really seem to know what to do with Flickr. Flickr really continued on as much because of its enthusiastic fans as anything else. And the difference between Flickr and SmugMug is SmugMug is a place to show your photos. Flickr is where you show your photos and, I think, ask for comments. It's really about getting feedback from it's from the community. It's more of a community than a portfolio, say. And I kind of use it that way. I put photos on both. I always have. But I use Flickr as a place to kind of put stuff. You know, we have a tech guy group on Flickr where every month our photography guy, Chris Marquardt, gives us an assignment. Right now it's to illustrate the word or concept hand. People upload images to the tech guy group on there. There's 11,000 people in that group. And then he picks some and reviews them. Flickr's perfect for that. I understand that once Yahoo was sold to Verizon and became Oath, they probably said, well, who can... Where, did you get a good price, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I think we're very happy with the deal, and I think Verizon and Oath and Yahoo are all really happy too. I think this is a great outcome for all the interested parties.
Couldn't be. I was overjoyed when I heard it because your stewardship of this site will guarantee that whatever happens to it, at least it's happening because photography fans, people who understand and love photography, are doing it as opposed to some mammoth corporation that's trying to monetize a site or figure out what to do with a site where they don't really get the people. But I think this is a big bite for you to chew here, right?
It sure is, yeah. I mean, Flickr is just staggeringly huge. SmugMug is relatively large size. We have billions of photos and a really big footprint in that community and in terms of traffic, but it's dwarfed by Flickr.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting for me. Not only is the opportunity exciting, but the challenge is exciting. I get fired up by challenges, this is certainly going to be a big, fun, exciting one.
So what happens? Does Tim Armstrong or somebody bring a computer over to the house and say, here, it's all yours? I mean, how does this happen? Has it even happened yet?
We own Flickr now, and we just opened new offices, and the Flickr team is hard at work in their new offices, and that's really exciting. We've never had offices in San Francisco before. Now we do. So that is awesome. But obviously,
I still log on through Yahoo to get to Flickr, though, don't I?
You currently do. We are hard at work on making that be whatever login you want. So bring any email address you want and maybe even some of the most well-known social logins or whatever. So we are going to disconnect from Yahoo's membership and identity system as soon as we can. And as you can imagine, Flickr does not fit on a single computer. So Tim does not show up with a computer and hand it to me and we're like, okay, we're good.
Hey, put it in the closet over there. Power it up.
The good news is we have some experience doing these kind of migrations before. So SmugMug used to be in 5 data centers, and we moved all of them into AWS. We've been 100% AWS for a number of years. And then we have helped 2 other companies, photo sharing companies, not at Flickr's scale, but certainly large scale, PictureLife and Fanfare, also make similar moves. So it's kind of in our DNA being able to take stuff out of data centers if they're photo related and put them into AWS. So we're hard at work on that transition now. It's going to take some time because Flickr is huge. It's not, you know, like flipping a switch or delivering a computer, but we're hard at work on that now. And the good news is we think that'll result in some pretty big improvements in terms of Flickr's performance and scale and availability and all those sort of things.
So Flickr's not on AWS, not on Amazon at this at this time.
Not yet.
No. Is it just like a big copy job? How big? Can you tell me how big Flickr is? How much data?
I can't tell you how big it is, but it's tens of billions of photos. I mean, it's just
Jeez, Louise. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And so it's not just a copy job. As you can imagine, Flickr has a very deep and complicated technology stack, and it's more than just storing and serving photos. And so we have to be really careful and really intentional and really good about how we do this, especially if we want Flickr to stay online while we're doing it, which is, of course, the intent.
So. Yeah. Yeah, the transition is interesting, although because you're so well known as a great steward of photography, I bet you that everybody who's on Flickr is going, not only is going to go with you, but is going, whew, that's, I know I am. I was like, oh, thank God, this site, which is such a huge boon to photography fans, is not only not going away, but it's going to be served by somebody who really knows what they're doing is really good news. So you're going to get a lot of support and a lot of slack, if you forgive the phrase, from people who are Flickr fans now who, you know, And if there's a little, you know, hitch in the giddy up, I don't think anybody will be too dismayed. What is the technology stack on SmugMug? How does SmugMug run?
So the two tech stacks are pretty similar, actually. They're kind of traditional LAMP stacks. PHP, MySQL, JavaScript, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So there's a lot of overlap there. I used to compare notes with the Flickr team way back in the day about how to best scale PHP and MySQL. And there was a decent amount of friendly knowledge sharing back in the day. So we actually had some idea even before we started digging in on due diligence, like what it might look like inside. And sure enough, it did. Wow. So good tech stack. We're really excited about it. But we do have a big migration job ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Are you keeping most of the Flickr team together, or what's the plan?
We are. I'm really excited to that most of the Flickr team accepted our job offers and have come over and the team and the community are really two of the big reasons we wanted to make this acquisition. We knew that the Flickr community had survived and thrived and grown over these years.
Despite Yahoo.
I mean, it is probably the biggest, most passionate photographer-centric community on the internet. And the team echoes those sentiments and feelings. They are just wildly passionate about Flickr, the brand, the product, and the community. And so I'm thrilled to be working with them.
How do you anticipate it working? Or are you going to have two different brands? At some point, you're going to subsume one into the other? Are you going to have two different sites? How is it going to work?
You know, obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know what's going to happen years and years down the road. But we don't have any plans right now to subsume one brand into the other, or even, you know, Flickrize SmugMug or SmugMugize Flickr. We think that both brands represent like a really great experience. And while there is some overlap, they represent fairly different experiences. You outlined earlier that, you know, SmugMug is really optimized around display and customization and things like that. And Flickr is really optimized around community. And I think that's true. That's the way we believe these products stack up and line up together. And so we just, want to make Flickr the best Flickr it can be, rather than trying to be super opinionated about it, other than the shared opinion that we just love photography and we love photographers and we just want to enable photographers to tell the stories they want to tell to the people they want to tell them.
Yeah. I think this is really great news. Now, one of the problems you're going to face with Flickr is they're giving away a terabyte of storage. It's free, which is a very different model than your model. Do you plan to keep that going? And how does that scale? I mean, I guess it scaled. I don't know how it scaled in the first place. I don't know what Yahoo was thinking. But they could absorb any losses. I don't think they were showing ads on Flickr, so they weren't monetizing it.
Yeah, so the free product does have a terabyte of storage, and they do show ads on the free product too.
Oh, they do.
The pay product,
okay.
They do, yeah. The pay product removes the ads and gives you a couple of other benefits and everything. And you know, we're looking at all of those options right now. Of course, SmugMug has a four plan system. I don't think we're, you know, going to a big stratified multi-plan system like that, but I think there are opportunities to tune up and improve, especially improve Flickr Pro, so that the Flickr Pro folks are getting more bang for their buck, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so we'll certainly be making some changes there. You know, I don't have anything set in stone yet, so unfortunately I can't announce anything. But everything that we are excited to be doing with the Flickr team revolves around improving the community and really fueling photographers. And so any changes we make there are going to be geared around improving Flickr and making it an even better place and,
nice.
And really investing in it for the first time in quite some time.
Yeah, I pay $45 a year for Flickr Pro and have right alongside of SmugMug.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
And now you're finally getting some money out of me, so that's a good thing.
That's right.
Do you get that? So that is, so you are the owners of Flickr now.
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
As of, I guess, a week and a half ago or so. Yeah,
God, I just want to jump up and down, and
that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I don't know if people really get it yet. I don't know why, of course, when you go to Flickr, you see a video. When you go to SmugMug, you see a video. You're talking about the togetherness and all that stuff. So
sure.
Customers of both are probably maybe have an idea, but I don't think it's funny because Flickr seems to have run headless for a decade with no attention at all from the boss. So I think that probably Flickr users are just going, well, we're just going to keep doing it and see what happens. But there are people I know, like Trey Radcliffe and Harper. There's so many people I know on Flickr who I know SmugMug and are grateful that you guys have picked SmugMug up. And I'm sure that, for me, I'm going to step up my participation in both because they do complement each other.
It's awesome to see people like Trey, who's a, again, like you, is a customer of both platforms.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's excited because he's familiar with both and he gets how they're different, but also complementary.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of a little bit of a nerve-wracking day, the day we finally announced that this deal was done, because the reason we are so excited about the deal and about our stewardship of this amazing product is because the community is so passionate, right? And we have seen the community rally around really positive changes. We've also seen pitchforks and torches come out when somebody makes a not a very friendly move for the Flickr community. And so we felt like, and so did Yahoo and so did the Flickr team, we all felt like this was a really positive move. But I didn't know for sure. So post-announcement, the Flickr community has come out in force and let us know that they are really excited and are really on board, which is a big weight off my shoulders. And so it's going to be really great to engage with them as we begin to invest in Flickr and migrate it onto these new systems and platforms and everything. And that's going to be really exciting. But, that wasn't a – just because we had a deal signed with Oath didn't mean that the community was gonna get on board too, and that was a really important part of the consideration. So
yeah. I mean, I'm sure Microsoft's having the same feelings about acquiring GitHub. When you have a company or a site, I don't know, it's not a company. When you have a place that people feel like is their own, you really have a lot of stakeholders. Every single person who uses Flickr is a stakeholder. And so there is always that risk. But, yeah, I think you're not going to see any I don't think you're going to see much unhappiness. People are just going to be, I think, very, very much in your corner. I want to take a break, and we're going to do an ad, but I want, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how photography's changed since you started Smugmug in 2002. It's changed a lot, and I'm wondering what how this changes your strategy and your plans going forward for Smugmug and for Flickr. We're talking to Don McCaskill, the founder of a Smugmug. He wears three hats, we've learned now. He's also a technologist. He codes every day. Not in PHP.
Almost. Really? Not quite every day, but almost. Wow. I'm mostly PHP.
Back end more than front end.
Yep, I'm more of a back end guy.
Yeah, okay. Have you looked at more modern stacks than LAMP stacks?
We have these days, both companies have pretty complicated tech stacks just because the main bits are in sort of PHP and JavaScript. Doesn't mean that, you know, we're not running other things. We have various services written in Go and lots of other languages and stuff. And of course, we are quite the trailblazer when it comes to cloud computing. We were a pre-launch customer of AWS's back in 2006, and we've had our fingers in many, if not all, the major services that AWS has been launching. So you can imagine that we're a modernized LAMP stack.
Yeah. Well, you turned on raw storage in S3 buckets, and I started using that immediately because I had nowhere. I mean, you can't upload raw anywhere. So the ability to upload a nice quality JPEG from Lightroom into Smugmug and store the raw at Smugmug that I do pay for, and that's well worth it. I mean, it really is this is an understanding of what photographers need of real, and I'm not a professional, I'm an enthusiast. I'm really probably your sweet spot, somebody who cares a lot and does it a lot, I think you got it nailed. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more with Don McCaskill. Our show today brought to you by FreshBooks. If you're a photographer, a freelancer, if you have a small business, you know the worst part of the month is the end of the month when you fire up Word and Excel and you send out the invoices. I used to put it off. Oh, I hated it more than anything. So much so that I'd sometimes not invoice for a month or two or three or four. And I learned a valuable lesson. If you don't invoice, you don't get paid. And so that's a problem. Fortunately, in 2004, that's how I've been a member, a user of FreshBooks for as long as I've been a member of Smugmug, practically. In 2004, maybe a little longer, Amber MacArthur told me about FreshBooks. Nice little Web 2.0 startup out of Toronto. She said, because I was always complaining, I got to send my invoices. I haven't sent them out. She said, this is great. You do the invoices. They're fast. They're professional looking. I used to still mail them because I didn't trust Rogers that they would look at an invoice that wasn't an email, but that wasn't anything but a paper invoice. So they mailed it for me as well as sent an invoice. But over time, what started happening is I started getting paid faster. Not only did I get paid, I started getting paid faster because I was able to take credit card payments in the invoice directly. That's a huge feature of FreshBooks. The minute you start using a FreshBooks account, you'll immediately be able to take payments, credit card payments, including the new Microsoft Outlook payment. That's integrated into FreshBooks, so users can view and pay FreshBooks invoices regardless of which device they view it from. If your customer's credit card is registered with Outlook Payments, you pay in one click. That means it's easy for them to pay. They are reassured that it's going to work. And you know what? Clients are they hate paying bills as much as you hate sending them. They're happy when you make it easy for them. FreshBooks is also really now a full cloud accounting system. Not because you're doing any more work. It just turns out when you send out invoices, that's your accounts receivable. When you get paid, those are your payables. When you have expenses, and those all go into FreshBooks too. In fact, you can use the FreshBooks app on your phone to take pictures of your receipts and upload them. Go into the invoice if you're billing for expenses. Now you can have, and by the way, when you get all that stuff together, now you know profit. Now you know loss. You're literally, probably for the first time ever, in day-to-day contact with how your business is going. And I think for a lot of freelancers, certainly me, I was never really sure till tax time if I'd made any money at all. Now you know. You keep tabs on your business with the FreshBooks mobile app and Android and iOS. No matter where you are, you can see what's going on. It automatically connects to your bank account, updates expenses daily. So it's just automated. You can have teams now. This is a new feature. Business partner, basic employee, contractor, giving each different role different permissions. You can create proposals with rich text, content, and images. You can request your clients' e-signature as they accept proposals. There's a revenue streams graph. I love this. They're always, because it's a web app, you're always adding features. Like every week there's something new. The revenue streams graph shows you exactly where your invoice and non-invoice revenue, that includes online sales and ads, is coming from. So you can accurately plan for growth, make informed decisions about how to diversify. It really helps you run your business better. And that's what I love about this. It starts, let's make some invoices, make it easy. But over time, as you use it, you will get more. You will actually have be able to run your business. I'm not a businessman. I love what FreshBooks did for me. Easily import clients from a CSV file if you've got them in some other database somewhere. You can bill for time by client, bill for time by specific project, different rates. Send invoices, estimates, proposals in multiple languages. Over 10 million people now use FreshBooks to painlessly send invoices, track time and hours, capture expenses, and then get back to doing what you love. You got into business not to do invoicing, not to do bookkeeping. You got into business because you love what you're doing. Let FreshBooks do the rest, better and easier than ever before. Try FreshBooks free for 30 days. FreshBooks.com/triangulation. And do me a favor when they say, how did you hear about us? If you just put triangulation in there, that'd be great. FreshBooks.com/triangulation. We thank FreshBooks for the support of this show and the network, but also for making my life a lot easier for a long time. Don McCaskill is our guest. He runs Smug Mug, the world's, in my opinion, the world's best photo site for putting your photos up there, putting your sharing your pictures with the world. And now he owns Flickr, which is even more awesome because now you've got this great community site. Well, at some point, I imagine there'll be a unified workflow, right? That when I let's talk about how things have changed. Because when you started SmugMug in 2002, people were still using big old cameras if they were digital, and some of them were still on film. A lot of them still on film in 2002. But
yeah.
You saw the digital revolution coming.
Yeah.
But camera phones weren't popular. They weren't out. Suddenly the world became, everybody became a photographer over the 16 years since you started.
Yeah. I mean, like when we started, most people were shooting film. And not only that, most people were on the internet over dial-up.
That's true. I forgot.
This is before deep penetration of cable modems, like DSL was like a big thing at the time, and ISDN. Like,
yeah. Okay. I remember getting my first ISDN line. Boy, was I 128 kilobits a second. Man, I'm
amazing,
living.
Amazing, right?
I'm living. That's probably right about when I joined.
Yeah. So a lot has changed.
Yes.
A lot of things have come our way. Some of it we saw coming, like the advent of broadband and the advent of DSLRs and things like that. And then there were the curveballs. We definitely did not see the iPhone or anything remotely like it coming. We didn't know people were going to be walking around with supercomputers and super phones in one device in their pockets everywhere.
Right.
So there's been a lot of change, a lot of adaptation, and most of it's been really exciting.
I think you were ahead of your time, but the good news is time's caught up with you, which is great. So right now we're going through a change because my chief way of working with SmugMug is there's a very nice Adobe Lightroom plugin. I work through my photos, and when I pick the best, and I only put the best on SmugMug, which you might not believe when you look at my pictures, but honestly, those are the best.
they look pretty great to me.
Okay. I just do it automatically. The SmugMug uploader is fantastic. But even that's changing, right? Even people aren't using Lightroom anymore. Sometimes they're doing it on their phone. I even now with a DSLR, I will connect it to the phone and then have it uploaded from the phone. I mean, these things are really changing fast.
It's really amazing. And just even the photo quality on the phone is getting pretty intense, right? So they're coming with multiple lenses now and really smart software that can improve your photos as you take them and things. So, yeah, all of that is changing rapidly, and I think will continue to change. Mobile is certainly a huge component for both SmugMug and Flickr, and we've been investing pretty heavily there and will continue to do so.
So there is a SmugMug app and there's a Flickr app. Both have direct uploads through the app, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
SmugMug does something kind of cool. it downloads my images from Smug Mug. I can choose the albums, and it doesn't put full size. I think they're smaller size, I hope.
It puts them perfect to show them like high resolution on your on whichever device you're using, but not the full resolution originals, because we don't want to chew up all the storage on your phone. But that's a beloved feature by a lot of our customers. If for no other reason, then you might want to like show your photos off to somebody sitting next to you on an airplane or something.
That's right.
It's really nice. Right.
Yeah, I love it. I use it. I have it automatically download everything. Flickr has an uploader as well. Do you anticipate some merging of those apps, or?
You know, I don't think so. Who knows years down the road, but it's certainly not in my plans right now. I think there's a lot both teams can learn from each other about what works and what doesn't on each other's mobile apps and especially around uploading. But no, I think we'll continue to maintain support and invest in both.
And, of course, Adobe's kind of going at you with its Creative Cloud. They would like everybody to store their photos on Adobe. But you're going to continue the integration with Lightroom?
Yeah, you know, we've worked with Adobe for years and years and years, probably more than a decade. And we love that interaction. I think our shared customers do too, right? Adobe is the go-to spot for getting software that makes doing creative editing a thing. Lightroom and all of their suite of products are great. Right. But I think for many photographers, SmugMug and Flickr are a better alternative for sharing and interacting and with that content online once you're done curating and creating it and everything. And so if anything, I'd rather work even more closely with them than we already are.
Yeah, I use the Creative Cloud backup. I actually end up buying 3 terabytes storage, and I use it as backup, mm-hmm. literally backup. Yeah. Because it doesn't have it's not really public. They do have a public-facing way to do it, but I'm not interested in that. So, but that's a good workflow. It works for me. I have it uploading to Smug Mug, and then...
that's my workflow, too.
Yeah. I think that works all right. Yeah. I understand that you don't want to say what's going to happen in 5 years or a year even, but what's the roadmap look like for Smug Mug? You haven't changed that much. You get better, you get more polished, but there haven't been major feature updates, I don't think, in a while, or have they?
There have been. It kind of depends on what you consider a major feature update, right? We're not busy inventing new services or anything like that on a regular basis. Every once in a while, we'll take a swing at something. So Camera Awesome a few years back was wildly successful. Awesome. Right?
Do you still do that?
We don't, no. You know, we got 30 million downloads in our first year, so wildly successful app. But sort of the ecosystem of cameras, particularly on iOS, we couldn't, you know, take over the lock screen camera, and that's kind of the easy way to get into the camera. So the opportunity kind of moved away from us, unfortunately. But you know, the not so secret to our success has always been we are insanely customer focused, and we just listen to what customers like you tell us, and then we go and build it, and then we show you and we ask what we can do better, and then we go and build that, and we do it again and again and again. So we're busy releasing, you know, improvements to SmugMug multiple times a day, and we have some, you know, in the last year we've had a couple of really big improvements to our mobile app and a huge improvement to our shopping cart, and we just added SSL for everybody's domain names at no additional cost. Like, so your domain on us is now secured via SSL. So, and you know, I could rattle off like a couple hundred things on our to-do list that we checked off in the last year, I'm sure. But that's kind of our modus operandi, and we're excited to bring that modus operandi to Flickr too. Everybody keeps wondering, like, do I have some big grand plan? Well, the big grand plan is I'm going to engage with the Flickr community, I'm going to listen to them, and then we're going to go build what they want us to build.
Very nice. Very nice. I think that's, I don't mean to, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I don't mean to insult you. I think it's a good thing.
No.
I think it's a stable platform with, you're doing exactly the right thing, in my opinion. You can go too far. Look what Adobe did with Adobe Lightroom CC. It's driving photographers crazy. you can really push too hard. Apple did the same thing with Photos. So I like it. I want a platform that's going to feel stable over time. And I think you've done a good job with that. And Flickr, for, you know, probably because of, for different reasons, neglect, hasn't changed all that much either. Although now that I'm looking at Flickr, I don't know if you've already changed some of the have you changed anything at Flickr at all?
I think there's been a couple of small changes.
It looks good.
Yeah, thank you. I wish I could take credit. I can't.
I think you should take credit.
Thanks you. So,
no, it's clean. It somehow feels cleaner than it used to. I really like it. Yeah.
And there's more of that coming. I've gotten to see some of the stuff that's in the product pipeline, as you can imagine, and it looks really good. And again, kind of emphasis on clean and beautiful, and you know, photography focused, which I'm really excited about. So we have a lot of really good ideas. I don't think any of the stuff we're currently thinking about for say the next year or so is groundbreaking per se. I think it's just a lot of really good improvements to the fundamental things that make Flickr great, and most of them are, you know, community driven and community engaged. So
I guess that at the low end, your challenge is from Instagram and Facebook. But I don't. Do you feel that's competition?
You know, I don't feel that that's competition, and for kind of an odd reason. Although I've been talking about this topic for like 15 years, and until recently, nobody wanted to hear my opinion. these days, it's gotten to be this really interesting conversation. I just don't feel like advertising-driven platforms are put photographers' interests first. I think that the way that photographers want to tell their stories and share their work and share their photos and engage with their friends, family, clients, fans, whatever their target is, isn't well served by having a platform that doesn't put them first, but instead puts advertisers first. And the two you just named, Facebook and Instagram, are clearly in that realm. And I think there are tons of photographers all over the world that would prefer something else. And I think that's why they have used SmugMug and why they have used Flickr over the years. And I think it's up to us to continue to keep our customers and photographers as our primary focus. And I think that sets us apart. And so we don't really view them as competitive.
When I use SmugMug, I really consider it a website for me. It's a place I put my photos on the web. And they're displayed beautifully. And there's a commerce portion. And the reason I like that is because I don't want to have to make prints for family and friends. So there's private sharing too, and I've used that when we had the family had our old slides scanned. I put them all up on the site. Now I don't have to send prints to mom and dad. I just send a link, and if they want to order prints, that's a sensible place for me. But it's interesting because while you do have the ability to follow other photographers on SmugMug, it doesn't feel like it's a community per se. Or is that something you plan to change, or is that intentional?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest reasons we're so excited about Flickr. You know, our customers at SmugMug have asked us to add more community features over the years, and they would often point at places like Flickr as a, you know, kind of a template. But what I think a lot of people don't understand is that communities are really, really, really hard to build and really hard to maintain. Once they get built and once they achieve some level of critical mass, they almost become self-fulfilling. But getting them to that level is really, really hard. And especially for a platform like ours where there are no free accounts. SmugMug doesn't have free accounts. They are just paid accounts. We weren't ever going to have that critical mass. So even if we went and engineered beautiful photographer-centric community features, my hunch is it probably would have been a ghost town. And we've seen a lot of people come and go over the years that have tried to out-Flickr Flickr, and I think they've run up against that wall that, like, there just aren't that many communities with tens and hundreds of millions of photographers engaging. You mentioned a couple. There are a few, but there just aren't very many. It's probably less than 10, right? And we are probably the only one that is squarely focused on photographers. So I do think in the long run that represents opportunity for both of our brands. It represents opportunity for people who are using SmugMug right now to maybe engage with a bigger, broader, wider community and tell their stories in and amongst that community over on Flickr. I just don't know what shape that's going to take yet, but we have essentially overcome that big hurdle of, you know, there's kind of a chicken and the egg problem. You can build a community, but will anybody come?
Right, right.
It's solved now.
And actually, you raise another point, which is a real challenge. And I'm starting to think this is one of the biggest challenges that the internet poses, is once you have a community, is keeping it from going insane.
Yeah.
and I don't know many communities on the internet that are more than 10 years old that haven't really kind of become crazy, psychotic. Yeah. And so that's that means a lot of work on your part. And I'm not sure, is that something that I think with Flickr, for some reason, that has not happened at Flickr, but I imagine that going forward, you've got to consider things like moderation.
Yeah. You know, Flickr luckily does have some of those tools, some moderation and stuff in their groups and on their personal feeds and things like that. But I think, particularly as the internet continues to sort of evolve and gaming the system, so to speak, and trolling and things like that, and the rise of automated robots and things continue to affect every major platform, it's something that we're going to have to continue to be not just vigilant about, but invest in.
Yeah.
But I think we're really excited to do that. We really want to continue to be the biggest photography-centric community on the web, and to do that means enabling those photographers to police the system, but also it means that we have to invest, technology and artificial intelligence, machine learning, et cetera, to the best of our abilities to assist with that moderation. So
there's also a challenge when you merge two companies of merging the cultures. I think SmugMug's fairly small still, right? You don't have a lot. I mean, how big is SmugMug?
We are. So the combined entity is like not quite 170 people.
Oh, that's not that bad.
So, yeah.
So, and I imagine that, thankfully, there's a certain commonality, as you've mentioned before, in culture. So you think, how are you going to do that? Are you going to merge the two offices? Or are you going to merge the cultures?
I think we're still figuring that out, but a big part of making this work was culture for me.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in culture. I've invested a lot of time and effort into establishing, improving, and growing our culture here at SmugMug. And so, you know, when we first held initial conversations with Flickr, the Flickr team was really surprised that I didn't come in asking them, okay, how many monthly active users do you have, and how many page views, how many photos, et cetera. We eventually got into those things because they're super important, as you can imagine. But literally, my first questions were about their people, their culture, how many of them were photographers, how, like, do people have cameras sitting on their desks at work, and things like that. What do they spend their weekends doing? Because I really wanted to make sure that that culture fit was going to happen. Impossible to predict without actually trying it, but I expended a lot of time and effort trying to make sure that it was going to be a great culture fit. And I can honestly say that if we didn't think the culture fit was going to be there, it didn't matter how good the deal was, we wouldn't have done it.
Brilliant. You make me feel better. Everything you're saying. How about photo sharing? Sharing photos offsite. There are the capabilities to do that, I think, now. Do you see that as a good thing, as a positive, or would you like to keep people from doing that?
No, I think I think our mission is essentially, it's pretty simple. We are for and by and about photographers, and we just all love photography. And we want to enable our photographers to share and tell the stories that they want to tell through the art and craft of photography anywhere that they want to do so. So we hear from a lot of customers at SmugMug, and we can observe their behavior. They love to post, say, a gallery of photos on SmugMug that tell a story of some family event or a really epic photo walk or something like that. And then they will share a handful of those photos out on their preferred social media channels as a way to raise raise awareness and connect with their contacts and everything. But really, they're driving that traffic back to SmugMug to consume those photos. And we see the same behavior kind of on Flickr and stuff. But we're happy. Essentially, we're happy if our photographers are happy. So if they wanted to share all of those photos, they wanted to tell that story on some other platform, we'd probably enable it. We just don't hear that very much. Yeah. We hear that, like, to tell a really great story on some of those platforms is really, really hard because the way the activity stream works and stuff, it just zips by. And so they're looking for somewhere that has some level of permanence, and then they can use that activity stream that's zipping by to drive people to that permanent location.
It's exactly what I did with my Galapagos pictures. I embedded that onto my WordPress site, but it did. It pulled you back to SmugMug. That's where the slideshow came from. Speaking of slideshows, just a note. The slideshow on Flickr is still in Flash. Can you fix that?
I bet we can. We are.
You have a nice HTML5 slideshow.
We are pretty culturally, we're pretty anti-Flash, I'll have to check in with the Flickr team on that one. But I suspect they would welcome that as well.
Oh, I think they're ready to do it. They just wanted the marching orders to get going on that. There are new formats coming along, like Apple's high efficiency image format, Hike or Hife or whatever they call it. Are you planning to support those? That's got to be a changing landscape as well.
Yeah, certainly a big changing landscape. So at SmugMug, we have at least partial support for them now. So you can take Hive photos and then upload them in our app and we do the right thing. We don't necessarily have total support. Like you can't view sort of the live photo portion on SmugMug or in our apps or things like that. So I think that's probably on the roadmap and probably coming. But, you know, again, we just kind of go where we are – have gotten feedback from our customers that they want us to go there, or we can innovate on their behalf. And certainly, as Apple and other companies trailblaze new formats and things like that, we'll certainly stay on top of it so that photographers can do what they want to do.
Is RAW still you don't do RAW processing, right? Would that be something I would bet that pros would like you to do that somehow.
So we don't do raw processing in terms of like taking a sidecar file or the instructions in XMP or something and applying them to your raw. We kind of leave that to Lightroom to do and stuff. If people wanted us to, we'd be happy to consider it, I guess.
I guess you're right. It's better to have Lightroom and Adobe Camera Raw or Apple's Raw and do the JPEG interpretation. You don't want to have to do that on the web.
Well, we think that Adobe does an awesome job at it. And you, as the photographer, are pretty carefully, meticulously crafting the output that you want. And I hate to get that wrong or insert our opinion into that somehow, rather than just do exactly what you want us to do, which is keep the RAW safe and show the beautiful edited JPEG to all of your visitors. We have gotten quite a few questions in the last month or so since the deal was announced about RAW on Flickr. I don't have an answer, but we're certainly listening. Stay tuned for RAW and other advanced image formats.
Of course, that's where this is tricky. It's always tricky to decide what new features to add. You want to support photographers, but you don't want to junk up the platform. I think Flickr has some simple image editing. I'm pretty sure it has some simple image editing capabilities. SmugMug does not.
Both platforms do, but I think
does.
Both
okay.
are. Yeah, we do, and Flickr does, and they're different products, but you know they accomplish similar things. I think we'd continue to innovate there if customers wanted it to. Flickr does do some other interesting things. They have a VR app in the Oculus Store, for example, and we're probably the largest. Largest repository of like 360 style photos and things. So we're innovating, you know, in another area of advanced image formats there. And I think we'll continue to keep our pulse on sort of what people are looking for, what photographers want in terms of image formats and ways to edit and all that sort of stuff.
Does that seem like the natural bifurcation? You put the 360s on Flickr, but not on SmugMug, or would you anticipate those capabilities spreading to both platforms?
Currently, SmugMug doesn't have really good support for 360s. So right now, if you are into that, I would stick with the Flickr platform. But if you are a SmugMug customer and you'd like us to, we'd love that to hear that feedback.
I love how responsive you guys are. And you mentioned storytelling. I mean, there have been some great storytelling sites like Storify and Storyful, and some have gone away. It would be kind of an interesting thing, maybe like Microsoft Sway, to add a presentation layer to SmugMug. Have you thought about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, our center of gravity has always been that photos are the very best way to tell stories, that is kind of what drives so many people to take stories or take photos is to tell those stories. So we have invested a lot of time, effort, energy, money, et cetera, into the various different ways that that you can tell those stories on SmugMug, and I think we'll continue to do so.
Okay. KG answer, but I'll take it. I'm just
I don't know if you're familiar, but we do have a variety of different gallery styles.
A couple of them
are optimized sort of more around telling stories around giant photos. So so we have customers that will go in and, you know, change one of their galleries that's a particularly good one for telling a sort of a linear story into one of those modes, and that works pretty well, but I agree with you. I think we can do better.
Actually, that's one of the things I love about SmugMug. I think people probably think of it as a photo sharing site, but really it's as much a website builder as anything else. You've got great themes, great capabilities. You can do any amount of custom work you want to. For a long time, I had custom CSS all over my SmugMug page because I wanted to match my existing website. In fact, it looked like you were on my website. You would just go to the photos page on my website, and it was the same look and feel exactly. But I decided I wanted to keep it SmugMug looking, and it really is beautiful. I mean, it really is. It's optimized for displaying photos. Well, Don, I want to thank you for spending some time with us and congratulate you. And I think thank you for, it may not be saving Flickr, but for making a good home for, I think, a very important site. And I know every photographer feels the same way, that Flickr is a very important part of the internet that we don't want to lose.
I feel that way too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it couldn't be in better hands than a SmugMug.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
If you're a serious photographer, you probably already know about SmugMug, but if you don't, go to smugmug.com and check it out. It's well worth the $140 I never get charged a year. Actually, it's a little less than that. But it really is a great site for sharing your photos on and for organizing your photos privately or publicly. And, of course, everybody, I think there's not a photographer alive who doesn't know about Flickr. But we're all very grateful that Flickr will not only survive but continue to be a vital site for sharing your photographs with everybody else. And we'll keep using Flickr on the radio show. With Chris, I was worried. When the Oath acquisition happened, I was thinking, should I be looking at somewhere else to put our tech guy site? But now I'm happy. I'm gonna stick around. Yay! Thank you, Don. All the best to everybody at SmugMug. Everybody, you're in San Francisco, and it's famous. All the photographers I know who go to the SmugMug site, just the offices love it. I hope you're going to keep those offices because they're just fantastic. Big
we are keeping
on the walls and
we are keeping the Mountain View offices and continuing to load them up with pictures. You can see some in my background here. Now we have a new office space in San Francisco too, and it doesn't have any photos on the walls yet, but stay tuned. I'm sure we'll put some giant ones up.
Nice. Thank you, Don McCaskill, CEO of SmugMug. Really exciting. Really good news for photographers. We do triangulation. Normally we do it on Fridays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 2200 UTC. We had to do it on a Monday today to accommodate my schedule, but Don was very kindly allowed us to move him. I hope you will watch live if you can every Friday at 3 p.m. And if you can't, don't forget you can get online, get on-demand versions of every show at twit.tv/TRI. Or use your favorite podcast app and subscribe. Every week there's a great new triangulation to listen to. Some of the most interesting people in tech. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Triangulation. Bye-bye.